The prompt I've chosen for my theory of knowledge exhibition is IA prompt number 33, which is, how is current knowledge shaped by its historical development? And the objects that I've chosen to demonstrate how these TOK concepts are manifested in the real world are, firstly, a world map that I have in my room that I got from the Perry Castaneda Library at the University of Texas in Austin. And I have pins in the map for everywhere I've visited in the world, which is really cool to me, and it's a great personal connection because I love to travel. The second object is an IB history textbook entitled The Move to Global War by Keely Rogers and Joe Thomas. And this is a history textbook from my IB history class that we use probably on a monthly basis to help further our knowledge of history and global conflicts. The third and final object that I've chosen is a photo of myself as a baby with my mom on a boat off of Vancouver Island in Canada in 2006 when I was around 1.5 or 2 years old. And all these concepts are related to knowledge and the knower because, firstly, for the world map, the knowledge of the different knowers in our global community has been expanded greatly by geography and cartography and being able to represent our physical world on a flat surface using maps and cartography. The IB history textbook really relates to knowledge in the knower because textbooks and concrete forms of expressing knowledge have really helped develop and further our knowledge of history and the history area of knowledge, and have allowed us to come up with reasoning and justification for historical events, and have allowed us to explain things such as the move to past global wars, which is what this textbook is about. And the photo of me with my mom as a baby is connected to this because my knowledge as a knower has been expanded by looking at past artifacts such as this one of when I was a kid. And although I might not remember this, I feel like I do remember those experiences due to this. And this is actually called false memory implantation in cognitive sciences, which makes this artifact relate greatly to the natural sciences area of knowledge, as well as the human sciences area of knowledge. So yeah, all these objects are really personal to me because obviously for the first one, it's a map that I have in my room, as I talked about. The second one, it's a history textbook that we use. And the third one, it's a photo of me. And the real-world context of these objects, I think I went over them as well. And these objects all help me think about the historical development of knowledge, because for the map one, it's the way we project our globe has changed a lot over time with the development of technology and in map-making. So, for example, this map that I have, object one, uses the Robinson projection was created by an American geographer named Arthur Robinson in an attempt to show the globe as a flat image, and he was one of the first people to do this very successfully and somewhat accurately. However, this projection also lacks complete accuracy because of proportional representation of land masses. For example, Australia and Greenland. Greenland's actually a lot larger than Australia. Oh, sorry, the other way around. Australia's actually quite a lot larger than Greenland, but they look about the same size on this map. So therefore, the Robinson's projection sacrifices complete accuracy for clarity, which may have been influenced by colonialism and imperialism, because the British are the main map makers in the globe, and they were the ones that conquered the globe. So they got to decide how they represented different areas and land masses. However, there are other projections, such as the Gall-Peters projection made by cartographer James Gall and historian Arno Peters, which lack complete clarity because they elongate the normalized shapes of land masses and continents to more accurately represent the globe. And therefore, this artifact connects greatly to the history, natural sciences, and human sciences area of knowledge due to the connections to historical development of map making, the natural sciences of the topography of our planet, and the human sciences due to ideological reasons for representing land masses in this way. And then with satellite imaging and GIS software, this concept of map making and geography has developed even further over time. And maps have helped expand the knowledge of the individual nodes on our planet, relating to the TOK theme of knowledge and knower. So for the second object, this helps me think about the historical development of knowledge because it is an IB textbook, and it's strongly connected with the history area of knowledge. And it helps history students understand not only the historical development and the buildup of global conflict, but also the historical development of knowledge after wars come to an end, with hindsight allowing historians to decipher bias to a greater extent, and allowing them to incorporate different historical perspectives to shape modern historical knowledge and make it more accurate and succinct and concrete, which is really what they're attempting to do in textbooks for students. And this object is related to the IA prompt, how is current knowledge shaped by its historical development? Because the ability of humans to accurately represent knowledge relating to the history area of knowledge in a written context has expanded along with the historical development of technology, which has allowed historians to more easily shed light upon varying historical perspectives and ideologies and biases, as I mentioned previously. And then lastly, the third object, the photo of me with my mom, has helped me think about how is current knowledge shaped by historical development, due to the fact that my knowledge of my heritage and my family has developed greatly over time, which is expanded by seeing photographs and other artifacts such as this photo from my past. And as a young boy, my knowledge of life in my family in general was very limited due to my lack of cognitive recognition, although this has greatly developed over time along with my attainment of values and experiences in life, because real life experiences have really helped me shape my knowledge and solidify my status and my personal identity of who I am, relating, and this obviously relates to the concepts of personal values and self-identity and just identity overall. All of these artifacts relate to the historical development of knowledge, and all of these objects have a great personal connection to me as well. That's it. Thank you.